Nope.
It's what?
Welcome to a regularly scheduled meeting of the Board of Trustees of the Village of Croton on Hudson, New York. Today is November 17th, 2014. If everyone will please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That brings us to the approval of vouchers this evening. Managers Zambrano, Treasurer Bullock.
Thank you, Ms. Wiegman.
Thank you. This evening's vouchers, the general fund is $1,676,105.62. The water fund is $101,902.16. The sewer fund is $7,157.53. The capital fund is $63,103.98. And the trust fund is $4,253.69.
Thank you. Is there a motion subject to review of finance and audit for the approval of the vouchers this evening?
So moved.
So moved by Trustee Levitt. Is there a second?
Second.
So seconded by Trustee Davis. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. That brings us to correspondence, as we have no presentations this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Today we have three pieces of correspondence before the board. The first one is from Henry Zipolsky, Program Manager, State of New York Department of Taxation and Finance, Office of Real Property Tax Services, who notifies the village that the tentative railroad ceiling for 2014-15 assessment roll has been set at $81,962. So the tentative equalization rate has been set at 4.33. And just as a reference, actually 2014's equalization, it was 3.80. So,
and can you summarize the impact of whether the
number
goes up or down?
This means that the property values have actually decreased, so slightly, according to the latest sales.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So the higher the equalization rate, the lower the underlying assessed value.
Correct. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. The next piece of correspondence is from Erin O'Donnell Keller, who's a manager at Outreach and Education Office of Consumer Services for New York State Department of Public Service. Ms. Odell Keller states that as the winter season approaches, many New Yorkers will face difficulty managing the energy bills, particularly the elderly and those with fixed and low incomes. It is important that consumers are made aware of these steps, or of the steps that they can take, and the programs available to reduce their energy use and help them control their energy bills. The New York State Department of Public Service has enhanced the program to focus on the increased availability of fixed price commodity from energy service companies across the state and the steps that utilities are taking to reduce price volatility. Information regarding this program can be obtained through their website at www.newyorkpowertochoose.com, or one word. And we can put this information on the website so people in the village are aware of this.
Thank you.
And the last piece of correspondence this evening is from Michelle and Dan O'Neill from Buchanan, who write thanking the Croton Fire Department for fighting a fire across the street from their home in the village of Buchanan.
Thank you.
That's it. And again, that part of the mutual aid, our fire departments of response to adjoining municipalities.
Yeah, I understand that was quite a that fire destroyed pretty much that house entirely.
That's yes,
yeah.
It did.
Thank you. That brings us to citizen participation on agenda items. If there are members of the public who wish to address the board on agenda items, they may do so at this time, and you'll have the traditional 5 minutes. If you'll state your name and your street, you may address the board at this time. Going once, going twice, going three times, seeing no one wishing to participate in the agenda items participation, we'll move on to the resolutions we have this evening, which are three resolutions.
The first proposed resolution whereas the Village Board of Trustees has received a special permit renewal application from Stephen Milano, the owner of the General Supplies Corporation, located at 1 Niles Road, for non-conforming use in a residential zone. And was the village engineer has submitted a memo stating that there has been no changes to the business and that all conditions stated in the special permit dated November 7th, 2011 have been complied with. And whereas this action is a type 2 action under the New York State Environmental Quality Review Act, now therefore be resolved that the Village Board of Trustees hereby schedules a public hearing on January 5th, 2015 at 8 p.m. in the meeting room of the Stanley H. Keller House Municipal Building to consider a special permit renewal application for the General Supplies Corporation located at 1 Niles Road for non-conforming use in a residential zone.
So move.
Thank you. There's a motion by Trustee Lowy for calling for the public hearing for the renewal of the special permit for the General Supplies Corporation. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Second by Trustee Davis. Any discussion?
Only that it's set out pretty far in advance. Usually we would have it like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It must be the applicant, isn't it?
There were a couple of things, actually. I don't remember specifically why we put it into the January, just because there were a couple of things that we needed to do. So instead of having it in December, we're going to have it in January. So.
Okay. It seems like we just did this.
We do it every
yesterday, but I think it was 2011.
Years.
Yeah.
Since 1969.
Yeah. But at least at this point, we have lowered the fee for renewals of special permits.
Yes.
So. Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the public hearing in January for General Spice Corporation?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? None. Motion carries. Thank you.
The next proposed resolution, whereas the property owner of Oak Mountain Properties, located at 120 Baltic Place, has filed tax certiorari against the village for the years 2007 through 2014, and whereas similar certiorari have been filed against the town of Cortland, and whereas Oak Mountain Properties have been successful in settling with the town of Cortland, and whereas village assessor has determined that the assessment values used to settle with the town of Cortland are fair and reasonable, and whereas the village wishes to settle the outstanding certiorari with Oak Mountain Properties using the same assessment values used by the town of Cortland, and whereas such assessment reductions will cause a tax refund as follows: for 2007, $653.58, 2008, $923.18, 2009, $681.11, 2010, $693.68, 2011, $290.55, and 2012, $133.65, for a total refund of $3,379.75. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Village Board of Trustees hereby authorizes the proposed settlement and authorizes the village attorney to consent to the final order on judgment reflecting the settlement with the Supreme Court of the State of New York.
Thank you. Is there a motion on settling this tax certiorari for commercial property at 120 Baltic Place?
So moved.
So moved by Trustee Glowy. Is there a second?
Second.
So seconded by Trustee Slipin. Discussion? I'm trying to recall which exact property this is.
I think it's the office building
as you go up the hill on the right. Okay.
Yes. That's the one.
Any further discussion? Again, our attorney works this out, so... all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? None. The motion carries. So it's back to you.
Thank you.
And the next proposed resolution, whereas on September 20th, 2010, the village hired Ocean and Coastal Consultants, OCC, to provide engineering design services for the replacement of the bulkhead at the Curtin Yacht Club. And whereas due to the state of the bulkhead and the increase in the number of storms that resulted in higher than normal tides in the Hudson River, the shoreline eroded faster than anticipated, and was although temporary erosion control measures were addressed, it was recommended that an in-depth evaluation be completed to ensure ground stability at the site. And whereas on August 5, 2013, the Village Board authorized the Village Manager to sign the agreement with Ocean and Coastal Consultants, OCC, in the amount of $5,350 for additional design work on the south side of the bulkhead where the docks are located. additional bid work and attendance at the mandatory pre-bid meetings. And whereas this amount was inadvertently charged to account number H7140.2106.102909. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Village Board authorizes the Village Treasurer to change the to correct the account number H7140.2106.14280 in the amount of $5,350 for additional design work on the south side of the bulkhead where the docks are located, additional bid work, and attendance at the mandatory pre-bid meetings. So this is basically just a correction of the account number, which we need authorization to do.
Right, for money that we've already dispersed. Yeah. Is there a motion for correcting our accounts to reflect the accurate placement of this in our records?
So moved.
So moved by Trustee Levitt. Is there a second? So seconded by Trustee Davis. Any further discussion? Again, this project actually ended very well. We have a beautiful new bulkhead down there.
Looks great.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. The motion carries. That brings us to citizen participation, unless there are any other resolutions.
I have no more resolution, Ms. Lair.
I know we have some blank spaces on the agenda, so I thought maybe there would be some late-breaking resolutions, but...
No.
Okay. That brings us to citizen participation on non-agenda items. If there are any members of the public who wish to comment on non-agenda items, you may do so at this time. Come to the podium and tell us your name and your street, and you'll have the traditional 5 minutes. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you. My name is Daniel Shore. I live at 28 River Lane, and I think I know most of you. If you don't know me, you might know me by now because I've been sending emails for the last 5 or 6 days. And I came tonight to say thank you very much. I just met with the village manager, and he informed me that the village will remove the wrap. I didn't know what wrap was until recently. I did a lot of Googling. But that's recycled asphalt pavement. We'll remove it from Black Rock Park, and I just want to say thank you for doing that and being responsive. And I would also like to ask that the village treat Black Rock Park like a park, not like a DPW yard. And in the future, I hope that you do that. And you might want to take a look at the waterfront revitalization plan, which is a village document. And I took a look at these 50 pages of the state and local policies. And in here, certainly the intent is to preserve, protect land along the waterways of Croton and the waterways themselves. And it's not to use those lands as industrial purposes. And indeed, in here, it recommends that that road maintenance material be removed from the boat launch area down by the train station along the river. So if this document recommends removing such material from that spot adjacent to the Croton River, I fail to see the logic to placing similar material somewhere else near the Croton River. Anyway, I don't want to take up the full 5 minutes because you got a lot of business. So I just again wanted to say thank you, and I urge you to look at your own document and to try to live by that more, because it's a beautifully written document and the intent is great. I think we're all interested in protecting the land and the waterways around Croton. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Shure. Just for the record, your last name is S-H-U-R-E for the purposes of our secretary.
And my real name is S-A-A-R-I, Saturday.
Okay. Thank you. Are there other members of the public who wish to address the board?
Steve Milano. I'm just very impressed with what Mr. Shore said. And I'd like to commend him for what he did and the village for removing that material at Black Rock. Being a resident in that area, I totally concur with what you're saying. Thank you, and thank you.
No, that's it? Okay, thank you. Are there other members of the public who wish to address the board on non-agenda items? Going once, going twice. Seeing no members remaining who wish to address the board on non-agenda items, we will move to the approval of minutes. We have one set of minutes to approve for November 3rd, our first board meeting of this month.
I just had one. I think that this, I'm not sure of this, but I'm pretty certain the spelling of Ann Minahan is wrong on page 37.
It's M-E, and I'm sorry,
M-I-N-E. M-I-N-E, right?
And it's
M-I-N-I-H-A-N.
Yes.
Oh, is it right then?
It's Minahan, M-I-N-E.
I thought there was an E there, so in that case I'm wrong, but we checked it. I thought there was an E in there. Okay. Then I don't have anything.
But there's an M at the end, isn't it?
No, it's Minahan. M-I-N-I-H-A-N.
H-A-N. Yes.
We can run downstairs and see what it says in the judge's chambers.
But there's no E, but so it's N as in Nancy. Not
yes.
M as in
Michael.
Correct.
It's an N.
N, yes. Exactly. Like Shanahan ends in N, like Flanagan ends in N. Yeah.
Every meeting should be like this, where this is the most controversial thing.
Kevin ends with an N.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So does Liebman.
So is there a motion to accept the minutes with the suggested correction?
So moved.
So moved by Trustee Slippin. Is there a second?
Second.
So seconded by Trustee Levitt. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Present.
Present. With one present. I'm sorry, are you abstaining? Or are you?
Yeah, I wasn't at the meeting where we're approving the minutes, so that's why.
Right,
I
was so you're abstaining.
Okay.
One abstention, Trustee Davis. The motion carries, which brings us to reports. I don't think we've ever gotten to reports only 20 minutes after starting.
Yeah, I wouldn't have edited my going away statement down if I knew this was going to be the case.
You would not have edited it down?
Yeah, it was originally a lot longer, but...
So we're going to get the full-length version?
No, you'll get the short length.
You? Managers in Brown or anything to report?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Actually, just one quick thing, actually, and this is related to the water project. I know the area in the Harmon area where the last of the few houses, the Department of Health was approving the final hookup, so we're really happy about the fact that the project has, in fact, gone relatively smoothly. And also, we're still working with the Department of Transportation to do the digging on the highway, well, on the Albany Post Road at that point. Myself and Engineer O'Connor were with the DOT as late as last Friday afternoon, and we were assured that the permit required for us to be able to dig across the highway is being processed, and hopefully we'll have it within the next couple of days. I know that's one of the areas, again, that we're hoping to be able to finish before the weather was really cold. I know that the rest of the pipes have already been put in place, but this is like the missing link, so to speak, and we are anticipating being able to, you know, be able to do it. So, but still, we're still waiting for the Department of Transportation to approve the permit. Apparently, there was somebody from the department who was out on sick leave. But again, we had to kind of make some phone calls to make sure that it got escalated to the proper person so that it doesn't stay in somebody's inbox permanently. So that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. Treasurer Bullock, anything to report?
I just want to tell Kevin it was a pleasure working with him, or should I say working under him, being the treasurer and he being a trustee, and I wish him the best in whatever he does.
Absolutely. Thanks, Sandra.
Yes. Actually, yeah.
Congratulations to all of the candidates.
Yes.
That won.
Exactly. It has been a pleasure, Kevin. So, and again, congratulations, Trustee Slippin and Galelli. And I know that I did speak to Brian Pugh, via email today, actually. So we're going to be meeting just to get together and bring him up to date on some of the issues. So congratulations and lots of luck.
Thank you, Mr. Zambrano.
Secretary Weintraub, anything to report?
Just a question. The correct spelling of Mr.
Milano?
M-I-L-A-N-O.
I'm glad we caught that. He would have been Mr. Molinaro, perhaps, by the end of the evening. Molino. Molino Milano?
You know, he came off Governor's Island with my grandfather and just spelled his name, and he kept it that way. So we have a branch of the Milano family that are actually called the Molinos.
Can you also have your address?
1 Niles Road.
Right next to the General Spice Corporation. Thank you. Trustee Davis, anything to report?
Yes. As we know, tonight is my last meeting as a village trustee, and I would like to use my trustee report time to report on my 2 years shortly on the village board. Serving on this body has been an honor, and it was a privilege to get elected when most people who run for office are unsuccessful. In the last 2 years that I've been a trustee, we as a village board have accomplished a lot of things that I'm proud of, such as a yacht club lease renewal, which significantly raised the rent that the yacht club provides to the village, as well as requiring the yacht club to allow for more public access. Agreeing with to a new contract with the Teamsters Union, which requires employees in that union to pay for a portion of their health care costs. Passing 2 budgets with low tax increases. Harmony zoning being upheld by the courts, and the village already has a proposal for renovations to a building that would not have been allowed under the previous zoning. Amending the comprehensive plan to make zoning more restrictive in the northern residential end of the village, as well as changing the residential zoning of Crone Point Park and the Arboretum to a PRE zone, which prohibits the ability for these treasures of the village to be anything other than a park. And the formation of a citizens ad hoc committee to look at potential uses of the Gouveia property. While I oppose the initial agreement for this property, I suggested that we form an ad hoc committee early on, and I'm glad that my recommendation was listened to. There was, however, some things that I found disappointing. I would have liked this board to have been more open in dealing with such matters as the proposed usage of the Gouveia property, the payment of health insurance for elected officials, and the filling of certain vacancies. Frankly, at times I felt that I did not have all the information that I should have had. The people of this village need to be listened to, and many of their complaints do have some basis. In the coming years, this village faces many challenges, such as how to keep taxes low while providing a high level of services, completing the Croton Point Avenue project despite all the delays, determining whether or not we should have a shuttle bus during rush hour to transport residents to the train station, and finding ways for the village to put money into a pension reserve fund. So in the event, to our existing pension reserve fund, so in the event that there is a pension shortfall, the village will be able to continue to meet its pension obligations without a significant tax increase. In addition to these challenges that the village faces, I would like to thank several people for the help they provided me as a trustee. I would like to thank the village manager and all of the village staff for the help that they provided me in understanding the issues that the village faces. Lastly, I would like to thank my fellow trustees and the mayor for being good partners and trying to make the village a better place. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve the people of Croton, and I look forward to doing so again.
Thank you very much, Trustee Davis. It's been an honor working with you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You've always brought a fresh voice, and that's always appreciated.
Thank you.
Trustee Slippin, anything to report?
Yes, just briefly. I attended the Veterans Day ceremony at Five Corners, and as always, it was a great ceremony. The Girl Scouts are always, I have a Girl Scout troop, and my troop wasn't involved this year, but the Brownies always make cookies and give them to the vets who are there, and this year one of the vets actually was so touched by it that he wrote a poem. And if I had been more prepared, I should have had it so that I could read it, but it was, I should send a link so that we can put it. But anyway, so it was a very nice ceremony, then followed up by the Boy Scouts doing something at you know, serving at the Yacht Club luncheon. So it was really a great day and a really nice thing to be part of. So thank you to everybody involved.
Thank you, Trustee Slippin. Trustee Gulley, anything to report?
I concur with Maria's report on the Vet's Day, and the turnout was, as usual, very good. It was a lovely day, and thank you to the Yacht Club for their most welcome luncheon afterwards. This week, on Thursday night, on the 20th, is the candlelight vigil for the Croton Coalition, the Coalition Against Drug and Alcohol Abuse. And this is, I believe, their fourth or fifth candlelight vigil. It's held at Visalo Park from 6 to 8. And the members of the high school team of students that are involved with the coalition and with involved in educating other students about drug abuse will be reciting poems, and they'll be singing, and there'll be opportunities for people that have been affected by it to speak out. And in the past, it's been very well attended by people whose lives have been touched by drug abuse in particular. Mm-hmm. So everybody is welcome to come. It starts at 6 o'clock, and then following the ceremonies, everybody will join in for coffee and hot chocolate and cookies in Holy Name of Mary Church, the school part. I'd like to thank Kevin for his service on the board as a trustee, and I look forward to what you're going to do in the future. Thank you again.
And thank you for a lot of the background to many of Croton's laws that you were able to provide me as a trustee, including much of the revisions of the comprehensive plan which you are leading force on.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Trustee Levitt, anything to report?
Well, I just also want to thank Trustee Davis for his service. You know, he has brought a fresh voice. Obviously, we've agreed on most things. We've disagreed on some, and I think, you know, it's evidence that you can disagree on things while still remaining respectful and collegial, which is the way it should be. I'm sure we haven't heard the last of Trustee Davis, even if he's not called Trustee Davis anymore. And I'm sure that Trustee-elect Pugh will keep us on our toes as well. And I just want to mention, I want to thank everyone who ran on either side of the campaign. It's not a very easy thing to do. Put yourself out there, and it's important to the process, and I respect that. That's it.
Thank you, Trustee Levitt. Attorney Feldman, anything to report?
I have nothing tonight, no. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, Trustee Davis, thank you for being the frank voice of an independent thinker that you are. We know that you are, and I look forward to what you do next.
Thank you. Who knows, maybe I'll be on one of the vacancies on one of our committees. Depending on my schedule through the other day. We'll figure something out.
You wouldn't be the first trustee who left the seat who came back as a committee person. So we'd be happy to talk with you about that. A couple of things. We have a lot of things going on this week, in particular on Thursday, one of which is that one of our members, Patrick Calcutti, will be honored at the Veterans Hall of Fame that Senator Ball organizes. That will take place November 20th. This Thursday as well. Registration starts at 5 p.m. and the ceremony starts at 6 p.m. at Mayopac Falls Elementary School, which is at 100 Myrtle Avenue in Mayopac. I've just learned I'm going to be in the Adirondacks with a client that day, so I won't be able to get back in time, but I'm hoping that we can work together to make sure the village is represented there that evening. I'll let Mr. Calcutti know that I can't be there myself. We'll figure it out. And then we'll let Senator Ball's office know.
Okay.
Second item is that the village has been teaming up with the town of Cortland on a number of initiatives, including an initiative called Solarize Westchester, which will, when it unfolds in January, February, March of next spring, next year, will enable residents to get good pricing on solar energy systems for their homes. And we just learned that we were awarded one of the Solarize programs for the Cortland Croatland. That's the new acronym for Cortland plus Croton. So there will be more information forthcoming about that later in December. There are four municipal teams actually from throughout the county submitted winning applications for that. So that you'll be hearing more about that for residents who have an interest in getting an assessment for solar systems for their homes or small commercial buildings. Thirdly, I'm reminded that the Trails Committee had an excellent trail work day on Saturday morning, which was a beautiful, clear morning, and we managed to clear and the Upper North Highland Trail loop that goes up behind the village hall here. And wanted to thank Jan Wines and all the Trails Committee members who worked on that. We had some assistance from several Boy Scouts as well. I also want to make an additional appointment to the Trails Committee of Terrence, T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E, McGarty, capital M-C, capital G-A-R-T-T-Y, the third, of 11 Munson Street to the Trails Committee. And his son, Terrence McGarty the fourth, is an Eagle Scout, or is a candidate for Eagle Scout, a Life Scout working on an Eagle Scout project, which he'll be talking to us about a little bit later in the winter to create a little bit more stable trail or log dams at Mayo's Landing so that it's easier to go up and down. And we met you there. Well, your dog pulled you down the trail pretty briskly, or what's not even a trail, but more or less a mudslide on the roots there.
I'm okay.
So, yeah, good.
Just my pride was hurt. That's all.
Not good. So, with that appointment, I have no further things to report on this evening. Anything else?
Nothing else, Mr. Mayor.
Kevin, one last time. Anything you want to say?
Thank you.
Well, we thank you.
Good night and good luck.
I thought maybe you were going to come out with a rap of some kind.
But
oh, a rap of something? No, you'll just have to see me in the community for that.
All right.
That's maybe the alter ego that doesn't go to 1 Van Wyck Street.
Maybe we'll see you at the next open mic at the Croton Yacht Club with something special.
Sure, why not?
Fair enough.
Maybe we'll have you on as a cameo again.
Okay, fair enough.
You did great doing Snoop Dogg that one time.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn?
Kevin? So moved.
So moved. Second?
Second.
So seconded by Trustee Slippin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And it is now 8:40. Thank you.
Thank you.